Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. We say marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher, and nourisher. Subhanallah. We send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as well as upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhim wa ridwan. Subhanallah. Together with our respected and honorable Mawlana Abdul Qadir, Qadri Attari, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, we say welcome to all our esteemed viewers of Madani Channel. So yes, dear viewers, in today's program, for those who are wondering what are we going to be speaking about, Mohsab, it's something which we have missed out on a lot in our lives. It is something that we should have brought and introduced into our lives some time back, Mohsab, when we have initially learnt about it. And I'm referring to something which is a very dear and near sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was liked by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized on this to his blessed companions. And subhanallah, the blessed companions alayhim ridwan have given us this dars. And subhanallah, until today, the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive, and lots of people throughout the globe follow the sunnah through which they earn blessings and benefits, dunyawi benefits, Mohsab, as well as blessings and benefits of the akhirah. And I'm referring to the beautiful sunnah of miswak. Jiha, the beautiful sunnah of miswak, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is amazing, as well as the benefits of wudu together with it, inshallah, azza wa jalla. So stay tuned and locked with us until the end of today's program to learn more about what miswak can do, what are the blessings of using a miswak, what type of a miswak a person should use, and in the first place, why should you use a miswak? Subhanallah. Stay with us to learn about this, dear viewers. We even have a question, Mohsab, as we ask every morning, and here we go with the question. It's on your screens, dear viewers. Subhanallah, which prophet would not eat without any guest? Which prophet would not eat without any guest? And he is a very close prophet, and a very, I would say, is a very dear and a very close and a very Mubarak prophet in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He holds a very high and lofty station, dear viewers of Madani Channel. His name, subhanallah, comes on our tongues almost every day. And I think this is the closest tip I have given to the viewers of Madani Channel. Let's see which prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla you will mention towards the ending of the program.
Masad, can I, inshallah, with your permission, one hint?
Ji, please.
Let's
please
make it easy for our viewers.
Yes, yes.
He is an ulul azm prophet.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. I mentioned that his name is used by the ummatis of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam almost every day. It is every day during our prayers, especially Mu'asab. And then Mu'asab had given a bigger tip, and that refers to him being ulul azm from amongst the five great messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Mu'asab, after this, I think they have to have this right, okay? So let's have a look, inshallah, towards the ending of the program. Recite the Rudi Pak, dear viewers. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Alhamdulillah. Mu'asab, speaking about miswak, what are the blessings of miswak itself?
Miswak, alhamdulillah, it is such a beautiful sunnah, Mu'asab, that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always used miswak. And it is a toothbrush which doesn't need a toothpaste.
Hi. Subhanallah.
So why go through all the trouble of finding the best toothbrushes for your teeth and the gums? It differs, you know, as the sensitivity of your gums and so on. And then finding a good toothpaste to add to it. Whereas you get something natural, all this is artificial, unnatural. Whereas something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with naturally, which is miswak subhanallah. And apart from it being a natural toothbrush and toothpaste, two in one subhanallah, we all like to get masab combined deal or combo deals, you know, where we don't have to juggle between different things. And it is something most of the time you don't even have to pay for it.
Kya baat, subhanallah.
You know, why spend all the money in this? And that too, those alternatives that are there,
right,
toothbrushes, toothpaste, right, they don't have those properties that the miswak has, subhanallah. Miswak masab, it strengthens the gums. It removes foul smell from the mouth, bad odor. So this is also a very hygienic, alhamdulillah. The entire Islam is based on hygiene. Subhanallah, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that cleanliness is half of iman, half of faith, subhanallah. And miswak plays a very crucial role in that cleanliness. I mean, our entire body is clean, but the mouth in which we put anything and everything,
Allahu,
how often do we take the time and care to look after those teeth?
Jim.
And miswak doesn't only clean the teeth, it cleans the tongue, the whole mouth, the cavities inside. And it even, alhamdulillah, helps the digestion issues, alhamdulillah, indigestion. So it is not only good for the mouth and the tongue and so on, it's good for the brain, it's good for the eyes, subhanallah. It is good for the stomach, it is good for the back as well.
Subhanallah, Sayyidina
Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha and other sahaba and pious predecessors, they have expounded numerous benefits of miswak, subhanallah. And miswak is something which inshallah azza wa jal takes it closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a means to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. I mean, we can go on and on about the benefits and virtues of miswak, subhanallah. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if one needs inspiration, because we fall in love with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every day as a mu'min. This is the sign of a mu'min, subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
So why not adopt his sunnah as well? Because the thing that can take us closer to the beloved Nabi is his sunnah. And he would use miswak every time he would make
Allahu Akbar.
And he kept it so close to him. It was so close to him that before the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's soul was captured and before he physically departed from this world, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated to us Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he told her that he wanted to use miswak. That was his last wish, subhanallah. And she softened it, you know, with her teeth and gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah,
that was
Allah,
the last thing the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did before he passed.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So this is how dear and near it was to the beloved Nabi sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. تیری سنتوں پہ چل کر میری روح جب نکل کر چلے تم گلے لگانا مدنی مدینے والے سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers, the fact that this is the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, it's just amazing. Mohsab, if we have a little look into what doctors and other companies have mentioned, it is also stated that an American company, Mohsab, have mentioned that miswak has 20% more capability in removing bacteria as compared in any other way. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So basically using a floss, toothpick, so on so forth, mouthwash, mouth rinse, you got a list of things that you could use for your mouth, especially in this new day and age, Masab. However, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who knows those things which science have only been finding out today, Allahu Akbar, has given you a way to remove the bacteria and the germs from the mouth that no other object or no other ointment can remove.
Allah.
It removes 20% more than normal stuff. So, whatever tells you 100% in the market, miswak uses 20% more than that. Allahu Akbar. This is one American company, Mohsab, in recent. I mean, all these facts and figures are right here, Mohsab. According to a research scientist in Sweden, Mohsab, he says that the brushes of the miswak, Mohsab, of the miswak directly eradicates the bacteria and the germs without coming in contact, Mohsab. Allah, and he says they protect the teeth from numerous diseases. Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah.
According to another research, Masab, published by the US Library, Masab, of medicine, if miswak is used properly, it is a great way of cleaning the mouth and teeth. Hence, it is an excellent way of keeping the gums healthy, says a doctor from the US Library, Masab, of medicine. In the medicine field, a doctor from the US mentions this, that use miswak. So, subhanallah, we see, Masab, that others are even emphasizing on that which the beloved master had mentioned once, many years back, many centuries ago. Mentioning once means that he promoted this amongst his Sahaba, alayhim ridwan, and the Sahaba, his blessed companions, knew very well that this is very close to the beloved Rasul. As our Mawlana Sahib had also mentioned, that it was the last thing in terms of actions, Mawlana Sahib, the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had done by requesting his blessed wife, and that too with indication to have that in his hands so he could also use and make use of miswak. Miswak se muhabbat kare. Aap isko kare inshallah azza wa jalla, and then you might see the difference in your life. Mawlana Sahib, I have a miswak with me right now. And mashallah, just to make mention that this is the miswak, Mawlana Sahib, you know, with regards to the size, the thickness. Using a miswak, which is actually, in terms of thickness, maybe the thickness of a pen, pencil, that will be against the sunnah of the actual miswak, Masab. The sunnah miswak should be at least, they say in English, Masab, a hand span. This will be in that way, inshallah, azawajalla. We call this balisht as well, Masab. Alhamdulillah. So if it's shorter than this, it would also not be according to what has been taught to us as well. So try to have your sunnah also whenever you, to follow the sunnah of the miswak. Whenever you place a miswak, it should be in a standing position, then keeping it in a laying position. In fact, there's a beautiful booklet of Dawud Islami on miswak itself, subhanallah. We see in the Dawud Islami Kurtas, Mawlana, you see a little pocket next to the main pocket. And this pocket has been designed specially to keep the miswaks into the pocket, mashallah. In the two-piece kurtas that we normally see, the shalwar kameez, jise kehte hain shalwar kameez, mashallah, in that madani libas, alhamdulillah, there is a section for the miswak itself, because this shows that there is special care given for the sunnah of the beloved Rasulullah. Ke iske liye pocket banaya gaya hai, to respect the sunnah. Subhanallah. And for those who had many gum diseases, as we mentioned, gum problems, you know, Masab, where the gums bleeds a lot, Masab, this could also be a problem. Use the miswak, inshallah. Masab mentioned your mouth has a certain odor that comes out that disturbs others and you can't get rid of it. No matter what you use, try miswak, inshallah. It will stop immediately if the gums are swollen or they swell for some reason. Whatever problem you may have, weak gums, where your teeth is shaking, try using miswak then too, subhanallah. You will find in the books of hadith, leave alone the gums problem. Through miswak, subhanallah, even memory gets stronger, as Mawsab mentioned. Mawsab, you also mentioned about the back becoming stronger as well. Subhanallah. So these are some of the benefits from amongst many other benefits which only Allah Azza wa Jal in His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best.
Mawsab, one medical benefit that I have experienced personally of miswak is, you know, we often go to for plaque removal by dentists, right? So over time, the plaque builds up in our teeth's cavities, which gets in between the teeth and the gum. And it even gets to sometimes, you know, if it builds up over and over again, it even gets to our nerve endings that are there. And then a person starts to experience, you know, hot and cold. You eating something cold, it will be like, you know, you'll experience... unbearable, you know, pain and suffering.
People it's like a shock to the gums at times, like a shock.
They
to the teeth,
become so sensitive. Why? Because those nerves are exposed now because the plaque had built up and it had created a gap.
Right.
So anything hot or cold that goes there and affects those areas, and we experience that heat or cold. And many people have it very bad. So we every maybe Allah. 1 year or every two years we go for plaque removal. But if we are accustomed to using miswak, it even clears up the plaque that builds up in our teeth's cavities. Because I had some plaque building up. When I started using the miswak, I saw the pieces coming out when I was rinsing my mouth. So alhamdulillah, it does have that. I've personally experienced it, mashallah. And alhamdulillah, I'm very pleased to say that my introduction to miswak, to this beautiful sunnah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was through Faizan-e Sunnat, subhanAllah. And I came to learn first time about Miswak when I started reading Faizan-e Sunnat. Beautiful book written by Amir al-Sunnah Madarakatumul Aliyah. And from that time, it has always been, alhamdulillah, my habit to revert to Miswak every now and again, alhamdulillah, as much as we try. And my niyat, inshallah, to totally rely on Miswak only, inshallah, going forward.
Allah.
Because it is something, that you got nothing to lose.
Mashallah.
It is something that that is so beneficial. And sometimes, Masab, if you use a toothpaste, it has so much of chemicals and mint and so on and so forth. In the morning, if you, in my experience, if I use toothpaste early in the morning when I wake up, as opposed to using Miswak, after that, you eating your breakfast, you can't even taste your food because it numbs your whole mouth inside of it. You know, you can't even taste what you're eating. Whatever you eat, it will taste like cardboard.
Yes.
So, but you, when you use Miswak, you don't get all those side effects. SubhanAllah, everything else will have a side effect. But Miswak is the Sunnah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's free from those funny side effects that we get from using artificial means of mouth cleansing.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Mawasab, there are numerous blessings of Miswak. I am really so impressed, mashallah, Zawajallah, for some that we know and for some that we hear again and again. And it just amazes, you know, a person to learn that a simple and easy sunnah as this could benefit a person in such a big way, Mawasab. People have underwent surgical procedures for their mouths, for their gums. And here the solution is in Miswak, Mawasab. Hum kahan solution dhoond rahe? Allahu Akbar. A person complained about weak eyesight. And it was said to him that use Miswak. Allahu Akbar. There was no need for using glasses anymore, Mu'asab.
SubhanAllah.
Allahu Akbar. These are the statements, Mu'asab, with regards to people. It has also been stated, Mu'asab, that through using Miswak, a person is able to increase his, in other words, his old age. He wouldn't age faster than normal, Mu'asab. If he uses Miswak, SubhanAllah, he will get old if he's going to live a long life. However, it will drag to that limit, whereas his eyesight will still be intact, inshallah. As you said, Mu'asab, it eases and removes the pain from the back of a person. And these are those spots and places where often people suffer and have problems with Mu'asab. You know, knees and back, spine issues, so on and so forth.
And Miswak is something that can prevent us from sins. SubhanAllah.
Allahu Akbar.
It and I've experienced it, alhamdulillah, on a personal level, that whenever I'm using Miswak, it by default, it not only clears your mouth physically and your organ physically, clearing them and keeping them clean, alhamdulillah, free of germs, but also it enhances your spiritual level as well, alhamdulillah. So it has everything, mashallah. And Mawasab, apart from using toothbrushes and toothpaste, people now for mouthwash, we use mouthwash as well. Maybe sometimes it's called Listerine. There's a liquid there, you know, you put there, you gargle every, maybe people use it once a week. So if we're using Miswak, we don't need any of those things. And some people, they use, you know, the tongue cleaner.
Yes, very well.
So even that you don't need when you use Miswak. So by using Miswak, how many things, how many products you have eliminated, artificial things that are actually do more harm than good. So how many things you have eliminated, alhamdulillah. And by using Miswak, you're only going to get benefits, subhanAllah, of this dunya and the akhirah, inshallah.
SubhanAllah, subhanAllah. So with Miswak comes, Mawasab, all these benefits. And when you want to follow the sunnah, you know, dear viewers of Madani channel, as we are looking for various ways to get closer to the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and none of his sunnahs are void of wisdom. Every sunnat has wisdom, has hikmah. And those who follow, they attain the blessings of those sunnahs. So, inshallah, Zawajallah, you know, one of the greatest blessings of using this beautiful miswak, dear viewers, is the fact that ulamas have stated that it eases the situation at the time of leaving this world.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. It eases the difficulties of death, in other words. And together with that, Mawasab, it reminds a person of reciting the kalima at the time of death.
SubhanAllah.
Can you imagine? Allahu Akbar. It will make it easier for the person to remember the article of faith, kalima and shahada. And he will be able to recite the kalima, inshallah, through the hope and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is a sunnah. It is so important. So scholars have even written Mu'asab, you know, such benefits which are still being researched and people are still investigating and finding out about these benefits. However, inshallah, Mu'asab, let's speak about wudu a little. If using miswak, and this has such great sunnah, mashallah, zawajal. What about wudu itself, Mu'asab? You know, today people ask questions, why should we wash the face? Why should we wash the nose? Why should we wash the hands? And this has to be done over and again. Sometimes old people might find it difficult because of their old age. But mashallah, Islam is a religion in which there is no taklif and pain upon any other person. Mu'asab. It's a very simple and easy religion. Allah Azawajalla has made the earth a means of purity and obtaining purity through which, alhamdulillah, we can obtain purity and become pure. So sand is that, soil is that which can also give you purity. Water is also there to grant and give us purity. Subhanallah. So to obtain this nazafat and to obtain this type of purity, dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanallah, we perform ghusl, we perform wudu. And subhanallah, the one who performs wudu 5 times a day is like nur upon nur, light upon nur. Mu'asab, people assume or people might think that it is a condition for reading the Quran, for touching the Quran, for reading namaz, salah, so on and so forth. Of course, for reciting the Quran, with wudu, without wudu, there are other exemptions as well. But for touching the Quran, it is of course a condition, Mu'asab, that a person should be in the state of wudu. However, Mu'asab, motivation is not there. A lot of people out there know. Bahut zyada iske fazail hai. Lekin bas wo shaitan na, jis tarah marketplace mein ek shaitan hai, namazon mein ek shaitan hai, jo muqarrar hai, jo bhekata hai, jo logo ko namaz mein alag alag khayalat lekar aata hai, Mu'asab. Likewise, for wudu as well, there is shaitan who confuses the people of making wudu, as well as there are people who might know the daraja of shahadat. They might know the thawab of what you're going to get. There are angels that are going to continuously make dua for the person who remains in the state of wudu. But motivation, Mu'asab, that himmat needs to come there to say, I'm going to put my hands under the tap and wash your face and wash your hands, Mu'asab. What benefits are there for people, Mu'asab, to remember and to keep behind the mind and then understand from an Islamic point of view as well, their benefits, Mu'asab?
The benefits of wudu, the first benefit is close to cleanliness, subhanAllah. Yeah. The same cleanliness which was emphasized by the beloved Nabi
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islam is the purest and the cleanest religion, alhamdulillah. And as a member of this religion, alhamdulillah, as a follower of this religion and the follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we ought to have this in us to keep ourselves clean externally and internally as well, alhamdulillah. And wudu is something that can help us achieve both. And worldly benefits, medical benefits, health benefits, there are numerous, alhamdulillah. And there have been studies conducted to highlight and to emphasize the medical benefits of wudu, mashallah. Such as when we have, you know, in terms of cleanliness, let's start with the cleanliness, you know. How do we contract germs? With our hands, because we don't touch things with every part of our bodies. Most of often we use our hand to touch something, right? And this is how we contract germs. And different chemicals, different germs are falling on our hand. We're grabbing different things.
So true, Mu'asab.
So all that is accumulating here, right here in these two hands. And, you know, subconsciously, a person touches one's face every 5 minutes, you'll touch your face. You may not know, but if you start calculating, this is what it will come to. At least every 5 minutes, a person touches his face. So you're touching different parts of your body with the same hands. And this is how the infection spreads. So wudu, first of all, prevents that from happening. And we may think, okay, all our body organs, they sweat. Right? There are pores through which the skin has releases the fluid from the body as a natural mechanism to combat external heat that is there. You know, in summer, we perspire more. Why? It is a body's way to a natural defense to keep our bodies cool.
Right, right.
So every body organ, it sweats, but our hands sweat the most. You know, the amount of sweat that comes out of your arms or your back or any other part of the body, your hand alone can sweat more than all those organs. So the more sweat, the more contraction. You know, if there is a powdery stuff, dust, particles, anything,
yes.
The more it will stick to the hand.
Right.
Therefore, how the wudu starts, Mu'asab? With washing the hands,
subhanAllah.
Three times is the sunnah method of making wudu, subhanAllah. So this is the very beginning and the benefit of it is mountainous, subhanAllah, if we take into consideration. So likewise is the case of when we're rinsing our mouth. Same thing, we put anything and everything in our mouth, but how often do we clean it? So this is again the sunnah, subhanAllah, the sunnah of miswak comes, subhanAllah, and we're cleansing our mouth. Then we putting water in our nostrils, subhanAllah, which actually strengthens clears the nasal passage first of all, which helps with our alhamdulillah sinuses and flu symptoms as well, and it also strengthens the eyesight. Then alhamdulillah, coming to washing our face, we all want to look good, and you know, we want our faces to glow. And sometimes we may resort to artificial creams and so on and so forth, but they don't really make your face glow. Or temporarily, yes, they will. But over time, they have the harmful effects as well.
Right.
Also, I've seen people who wear makeup, and at times, they don't care that, you know, whether they're putting the right chemical or the wrong chemical. And with so many chemicals exposed to the skin goes away dead, the first layer of the skin. Mm. And then the person maybe down in their 30s, 40s, you will see that, you know what, the face looks burnt or something like
Allahu
that.
Allahu Akbar.
So all these are side effects of using all those, you know, 102 health products and or beauty products. Now, if we were in the habit of making wudu, this is the best makeup, subhanAllah. As I remember our Rukneshura, Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Attari, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, he was asked, when you come to Madinah, mashallah, he's so handsome. And people asked him this question that, Uzur, when you come to
Allah,
Madinah channel
Allah, Allah,
and
Allah.
You are presenting, which cream do you use? He said, the cream I use, alhamdulillah, is I make fresh wudu before my presentation, subhanAllah. So that is the best cream, subhanAllah, because it beautifies the skin naturally. And this is the beauty that remains. And there is no side effect, subhanAllah. Mm-hmm. And water, Mawasab, why there is no side effect? Because water is something with which we have been created, subhanAllah. It is one of the four elements, Anasir Arba, that is water, fire, earth, and alhamdulillah. These are the four elements, the basic elements that everything is created with, mashallah. So water is one of them. So it is one of our foundations, subhanAllah, of what we are made of. So water, I mean brain, water also, because when we make wudu, the water gets absorbed into the skin, subhanAllah, and keeps it cool. And it actually pacifies the irritation in the skin. And therefore, it stops those dermatology diseases that creep in because of certain chemicals settling on our hands when we're touching things and so on. MashaAllah. So that is now washing the face, washing the hand, subhanAllah. Again, not only this part of the hand is exposed, but most often the other part, forearms are also exposed. So Islam has, alhamdulillah, solution to that. So we wash our hands till here, mashallah, including the elbows, then making masah, subhanAllah. Sometimes when, you know, when we are facing heat, people actually, they go and wash their head just to keep cool. But Islam, alhamdulillah, it has such a beautiful solution that whether you do it in winter or in summer, mashallah, it is again beneficial.
Allah.
Masa over the head,
Allah.
Subhanallah. And then finally, when we make masa, we also clear up our ears, mashallah. And then finally, with the back of our fingers, we make masa of the neck. So, and this part of the neck, it directly, the veins and things are directly related to the brain. It actually cools down those passages. So this again, when you do the masa, you feel it. When I do it, I feel it, mashallah. It feels so good. So this is something, it's cleanliness, mashallah. At the same time, it has psychological benefits as well. When a person is clean, a person's thought also becomes clean, mashallah. When you are surrounded with filth, you can't even think properly. When there's chaos around you, you can't even think properly. And the same effect goes, if our exterior is clean, alhamdulillah, we automatically embrace that and make it our internal, alhamdulillah, element of our life.
Subhanallah.
This is the barakat of wudu. And there are many more
and then we still
barakat
got the feet
of wudu, mashallah.
And then say the feet itself, subhanallah.
The feet, finally, the feet, mashallah, you know, Master, we are on our feet most of the day.
Mm.
And how often do we care for the feet? Islam has the system that, you know, you take care of all your body parts, though don't leave the feet that,
Allah,
you know, that carries
Allah,
you every day, subhanAllah, that goes through all, carries your whole body. This is one way to look after our feet, mashallah. Mm. So again, cleanliness, you know, socks and shoes that we wear, sandals that we wear. Sometimes in summer, especially, you notice, Masab, that it even gets wet, the sandals, because of so much of perspiration there by walking continuously. And then this is the time when we can clean our feet as well, mashallah. And the underneath of the sole of the feet, they actually relate directly to the brain, mashallah. So keeping them in a proper temperature is also a key factor. When treating fever and the fever goes very high, sometimes in some cases, it is advised to keep the sole cool. Why? Because that also helps to keep the temperature down. So,
mashallah.
Subhanallah. This is the beauty of wuzu. Masab, we can go on and on. Masab, alhamdulillah, might have some beautiful Madani pool for us. I mean, I wanted to cover as much as possible. But
mashallah.
It's
really amazing, Masab, to learn all these benefits of wudu. And the fact that Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, Inna Allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin.
Subhanallah.
Masab, we should then obtain purity, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, and often repent in the bargah of the Almighty. Remember, the question was, which Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla would not eat alone, but every time he ate, he would sit with a guest. And it is stated, Masab, that if there is no guest, he would go and find a person.
Subhanallah.
He would stand on the roadside and find for a person who is a passerby or something and say, brother, you want to come join me? Subhanallah. So the answer is on your screens. And the answer is Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, absolutely correct. Subhanallah, Masab. Stay locked in tune with us until the upcoming programs. We say Masab, shukran. And for introducing to this program as the Miswak program, mashallah, Zawajalla. And we hope that you're going to get your hands on a new Miswak, inshallah, Zawajalla. You can soften the bristles by dipping it in the water, keeping it for a long time in the water, or you get the ones which are absorbed in water from before so that it's soft from the top and you can peel them and start making use of your Miswak, inshallah, Zawajalla. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins. Do not forget to buy or download the book from the website of Da'wah Islami on Miswak itself, and you will find more information about Miswak in the booklets, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad,
sallallahu
ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah,
Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.